When Jed and his sister June took me outside to catch a ball, other kids abandoned their lemonade stands, quit their basketball games, and leapt off their bicycles. Instead of running away, they surrounded us and petted me. In the evening, I curled up next to Jed's feet. I fell into a nice sound sleep on his comfortable bed. I finally had friends, and people loved me. Life as a dog was definitely much better than life as a wolf. I even didn't mind June calling me Fluffy. Chapter 4. Into the Wild. "Rise and shine, sleepyhead," Jed's father called upstairs. "It's Monday," Jed mumbled. I followed him as he slowly descended the stairs. June was already sitting in her chair, eating a bowl of cereal. She barely looked at me as she scooped food into her mouth. Jed poured his own bowl of cereal and joined her. Their parents darted back and forth across the room, moving in opposite directions. I sat next to Jed and tilted my head sideways to look up at him. He was too busy to notice. In search of a prize, he had shoved his entire hand and half of his arm into a giant cereal box.